Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bang it, boom, yeah. Oh my goodness, it's a state of mind. It's a happy, happy Friday. That's what you have to do. Attitude of gratitude. Look for the good. Help out when you can, and help is needed, and there's many outlets for that, both locally and at national level. Samaritan's Purse does some great work. I understand that they are hard at work, and
yeah.
The Federales, not nearly so much, and not really on the spot, and not handling things, and, you know, that's got some people, well, let's just say irritated at the very least.
Yes.
And then you got Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who really, anytime there's a crisis, generally runs in the other direction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a train wreck. Yeah, you're the Transportation Secretary. You might want to, you know, take a look at that.
Yeah.
Busy breastfeeding or whatever his deal was, but he didn't handle that. And then now his way of handling these victims. Look, Transportation Secretary. Hello? Isn't there like two interstates that are out?
Yeah.
They're out.
Yeah.
Cannot be traversed in certain sections.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a transportation secretary. You know what he was worried about? Drones. Hey, we don't need anybody flying drones near or around rescue and recovery efforts. Really?
What don't you want us to see? Come on. What's up with that?
Right. And the drones can be very helpful in absolutely, as part of a search and rescue thing.
Yes.
They can be eyes that can go across water and over woods and all kinds of things. Yeah, interfering with emergency response operation impacts search and rescue operations on the ground.
Hmm.
Our goal is to make sure that funding is no obstacle to very quickly getting people the relief they need and deserve. To make sure that funding... Oh!
What's that got to do with not wanting drones around? Come on.
Nothing.
Okay.
And why does he say our goal is to make sure that funding is no obstacle to very quickly getting people the relief they need and deserve? Well, your goal should be that funding will be available in the time of a natural disaster, not the natural disaster hits and then you scramble and go, you know, we got to find the funding because, oopsie, we spent all that money on illegal immigrants. Oh,
the disaster they caused intentionally, that one.
Yeah.
Disaster.
Yeah, not a natural disaster, right. A human Biden-Harris decision, an executive order that opened the borders, that undid what Trump had in place, like wait in Mexico for your asylum hearing, which was an incredibly smart move on the part of Trump. They rescinded it. They undid it on purpose. And then they come out and say, but the Republicans didn't support a bipartisan bill. for border reform. A terrible bill that wasn't worthy of being passed. Remember, you created the crisis. You've got to remember that. They created it. It didn't just happen. And then they go, oh, but we can fix it with this bill. No, you could fix it with executive orders just like the previous president did, you know.
Yeah.
Donald J. Trump. It just, and this stuff is basic and it's factual. I get it, the people that are going to vote for Kamala get their information somewhere else. But they've got to look around a little bit, just a little bit, and say, oh, was that a good decision to open the borders wide open? Of course it wasn't. And it's not just even open borders. It's worse. Okay? It is worse than that. Inspector General finds a litany of failures within Homeland Security under Biden-Harris. Okay? The Inspector General, multiple Office of Inspector General audits found a range of failures at DHS. Okay? And at sub-agencies. From vetting to screening to releasing foreign nationals that the OIG has said increases national security threats. Okay? So, there's a conspiracy theory that's floating around that there is these a possibility, and I'm being kind of very generalized here, but a possibility that there's going to be some form of a coordinated attack on several large American cities. And that could come as early as a few days from now. Now, that's a conspiracy theory.
Right.
I can't tell you how true that may or may not be, but do you know how these conspiracy theories are able to survive things like logic and common sense? Because when you know that they have let dangerous foreign nationals into the nation, when you know for a fact bad people are here, yeah, it's bad enough that you have gangs. It's bad enough that you have rapists and murderers. But you also have people that are on the terrorist watch list. You also have people that aren't on a list, but they are connected to others. What did you also see? And this took a while for it to, for them to cross the border, was a lot of Chinese nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then in like the last year, oh, man, all of a sudden they came flooding through. Gee, what could go wrong? A nation that we know we're already embattled with asymmetrical warfare sends a bunch of their people here, which it's not really a free country. Yeah, not everybody can just kind of come and go or just go. No. So you leave open these conspiracy theories. You lead to them because you're not doing your due diligence, not even close.
No.
What are they doing? They want chaos. Congress established the DHS through the Homeland Security Act of 2002 to consolidate federal agency resources, theoretically to better protect Americans from terrorist threats and disasters after the 9/11 terror attacks. But the same guy that heads up the DHS is the same guy that helped to open the borders, lied about open borders, lied that there was a crisis due to open borders, and continues to lie. This guy is scum-sucking vermin.
So you're saying he's not going to be a good help?
He's an enemy of the U.S. You can't look at Mayorkas. You can't look at it anywhere, any other way. And by the way, his background would tell you everything you need to know. He was like that return California and Texas to Mexico kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was part of a whole different kind of radical movement. That's what you have. You have these radicals that are running this administration. So, yeah, no wonder there's conspiracy theories abounding. And people who normally wouldn't buy into those things scratch their head and go, well, gosh, with everything else we've seen.
Yeah. Could be.
It could be.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep. Just remember, you know, there's one party that's, you know, purposefully bringing chaos. And one that's trying to fix things and save America.
Mm-hmm.
It is 7:15 of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up next, it's your turn. What's bugging you. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call in now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy, happy Friday. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call now, please. And if you don't get through right away, please call back. 877-975-9825. And Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I think President Trump might listen to your show. At the top of the hour, I heard news where Trump said that we could have, what would happen if we have 200 million people coming into this country? And I called your show about a year ago, maybe a little less than a year ago, and I said, what will happen when we have 200 million of them, refugees, coming into this country from all sides? And what are the odds that he came up with that same number? But I said at the same time, you can't have enough ammo for what's coming to this country. And they're destroying it from the inside. They're destroying us from the outside. Liz Cheney is just like her daddy, Rumsfeld, Bush. They destabilized the Middle East, had all those refugees destroy, going and infiltrate into Europe, completely destroyed all of Europe. And they're going to do the same thing here. So get prepared, because these maniacs want this war, and they're not going to stop until they change everything.
Well, I mean, judged in a crisis and chaos they brought and how they react to it. Yeah, it's hard to think positive thoughts for sure, right? Moto Man, what's bugging you?
Morning, Bob and Greg. I read two articles this morning, both on Fox, I believe. One was that all the FEMA money is going towards illegal alien support, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And a little further down, I read that that NASA is spending 50.2, I believe, I'm not 100% sure, billion dollars to go to a moon near Jupiter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The FEMA story, I believe it's true. It definitely has legs. That FEMA money was robbed to pay for assistance for illegal aliens, immigrants.
Yep.
Yeah, and that people need to know that. Justin, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. I believe this is that Full Metal Jacket moment where Sergeant Hartman says, "Why are you not stomping out Private Pyle's guts?" We're literally seeing our country being destroyed and nothing's being done. And I feel like we're at the point now where, unfortunately, it's time for us as the citizens to come up and do something. That's why we have the right to bear arms. I hate to say it, but I mean, they've been going after the militias to where we don't have our own private defense anymore, because that was in place for a reason. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, appreciate it. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. About 11 months ago, I called your show, and I said that I was concerned that if Netanyahu didn't change course and try to find a peaceful solution over there, that he could get his country destroyed. And I was serious about that, and I'm very concerned about that now. And about 4 months ago, I called and said that that he would not be able to defeat Hezbollah in Lebanon. And what do they do? He goes in. I warned against it. He goes in, and he got 14 guys killed on the very first day.
Yeah, that urban warfare is extremely, extremely difficult, especially when you go into the bad guy's home turf. And, yeah, we'll check the log and make sure you're right on all those dates. Jerry, what's bugging you? Jerry,
what's bugging me is two things are bugging me. One is why your station is not national, and two, if women want to have abortions, let them have the abortions all they want. Let them pay for it, not the American people. That's me.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, that is one of the issues, and we take it as a very much a huge compliment that we should be syndicated. Yes. All right, 877-975-9825. Logan, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that currently America went from a sovereign state to pretty much the international peacekeeper in the past 50 or so years. I really do not like how I have spoken with so many people, and they always tell me that it's good that we lost our sovereignty so we could go around and help out all the third world countries. I'm fine with helping out third world countries, but at the same time, we're pretty much just the only people to go around and do anything. We're the stick that they go around and prod the world with. It's annoying. We're letting the UN jockey us. We're letting NATO jockey us. And it's kind of a shame that not many people are really talking about it. People have just started talking about it. But we're already screwed as is. Thank you.
Well, I look at it, too, from this perspective. If I can pay my bills and I can make good choices and my home, my finances are in good shape, that allows me to be more giving and helpful to others. I think that mentality is something that we need to adopt in America, where we take care of our own first, and when our cup runneth over, we then help the rest of the world. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. This is quite minor, but I received my ballot and I sent it back in, and we're going to get Trump back in order. But what kind of bugs me in a small sense is that the mail-in ballots, they don't have a postage-paid return envelope. I mean, I have no problem plugging in a forever stamp on it, but among all the garbage we get, it seems that at least the mail-in return ballots would have like a prepaid return envelope. So it's almost like it's a small poll tax, man. All right, you guys are great. Thanks.
You're right. That would be theoretically considered a type of poll tax, but it's much cheaper than using the gas and transportation to get there or even riding the bus, right? All right. Bob, what's bugging you?
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. This break that Melania is doing with Trump, she should be following her husband, as the Bible says, and not coming out against abortion for abortion like she is. That's what's bugging me, Bob.
Well, people have their own opinions, their own thoughts. Ultimately, you know, he will be in a position of authority and of power, and he helped to put in place great Supreme Court judges.
Yep.
And that's a legacy. And Melania is entitled to her opinion. If it differs from his, she's not a voting member of Congress or any, you know, mm-hmm. works for the government in any capacity, right?
Nancy Reagan didn't always agree with Ronald either.
Yeah. Yeah, she was wrong about that thing about drugs. Remember when she'd say, just say no?
Yeah.
She was supposed to say, just say no, thank you. That's when America's manners went down the tubes. Politeness. Thanks, Nancy. House.
There you go.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
97.3 The Sky. Hang on. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, 7:35. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, don't forget, you can get the Bob Rose Show podcast, never miss a minute, wherever you normally get your podcast. Yep, whether it's the Odyssey app or any of the apps, find it and then click subscribe. Wow, I haven't done this one in a while. Let me get the code word in there.
Yeah.
I don't want people to miss out because today's your last opportunity to win VIP tickets for the World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest that is going on tomorrow and then again the following Saturday on the 12th. We've got VIP tickets, good for all the fun, access to the VIP lounge. You're going to have a private bar area. You're going to have a keepsake beer stein included. Of course, your first pour. Text Polka to 20357, P-O-L-K-A, Polka to 20357. Message and data rates apply. This is your final opportunity. So World Equestrian Center starts 11 a.m. On both Saturdays. And the code word, once again, Polka. Text Polka to 20357. Good luck. All right, longshoremen strike on hold. And that's a good thing for most Americans. That's a good thing for our supply chains. It's good. And by the way, the folks who go, well, if it was made in America, we wouldn't have to wait to get it off a ship. I love the sentiment behind it. But the ships do go both ways. You do realize that. We do export. Maybe we don't export as much as we could or should. And maybe there's a disparity between, say, what China brings in and what we send to China. However, that being said, it still is. It does work in both directions. Mm-hmm. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so we're not out of the woods, but they've got till January 15th to figure it out. Now, here's the deal. I think they've agreed to some extent. I think they're going to be hammering something out one way or another. But I think if Trump gets elected, it will definitely be resolved. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's my thought on it. He knows. He knows how businesses work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I know that he would get involved because it has an economic impact, a huge one.
And think what he's done his whole life in New York City. Talking about dealing with unions to get anything built in New York City. Can you even imagine what it takes to get done there?
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
So he'd be great.
Okay. I agree. I gave you a story earlier about Garth Brooks being accused of dastardly, nasty things to a woman referred to as Jane Doe in court filings that, he did, you know, according to her, he did bad things, including rape. And, you know, that's a very serious allegation.
Yeah.
And he's addressed it already.
Okay.
Brooks, who's now 62, by the way, allegedly, according to her thing, raped her in 2019 during a work trip. She's a hairdresser for him, or was for him. According to court documents obtained by Fox News, the woman was first hired in 1999 to do the makeup hairstyling for Brooks' wife, Trisha Yearwood. She began working for Brooks doing makeup and hair in 2019. 17, a few years before the alleged events took place. So Garth Brooks filed a lawsuit allegedly attempting to block the makeup artist's impending suit, according to a complaint, again, obtained by Fox News Digital. The document filed under John Doe, Brooks denied the woman's claim. And listen to this. He said, now, this doesn't mean she's right or she's wrong or he's right or he's wrong. I don't know. But I'm giving the story. This is what he said. Quote, for the last 2 months, I have been hassled to no end with threats, lies, and tragic tales of what my future would be if I did not write a check for many millions of dollars. And that's a statement that was obtained by Fox News Digital. He goes on, it has been like having a loaded gun waved in my face.
Wow.
He went on to say, hush money, no matter how much or how little, is still hush money. In my mind, that means I'm admitting to behavior I'm incapable of. Ugly acts no human should ever do to another. We filed suit against the person nearly a month ago to speak out against extortion and defamation of character. We filed it anonymously for the sake of families on both sides. He says, I want to play music tonight. I want to continue our good deeds going forward. It breaks my heart. These wonderful things are in question now. I trust the system. I do not fear the truth. And I am not the man they have painted me to be. Wow.
That's bold. That's to the point.
According to the lawsuit, Brooks and the makeup artist traveled to Los Angeles 2019 for a Grammys tribute. And instead of having separate rooms, Jane Roe claimed only one room was booked for the two of them to share. Quote, after they arrived, suddenly Brooks appeared in the doorway to the bedroom completely naked. The complaint read, he stood there and flexed his muscles. Ms. Roe immediately had a sick feeling in her stomach, knowing she was trapped in the room alone with Brooks, with no one to help and far away from Nashville. And she says the country music star then allegedly raped her.
I may like his music, I don't like his politics, but just knowing what I know about artists, they don't just travel with a makeup artist. They travel with an assistant of some sort, or a record label rep, or someone from their management company, or all of the above. How about a security person for Garth in Vegas? Really? Nobody? No, I mean, there's always somebody around. You don't fly alone.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you are capable of that type of behavior on his part,
yeah,
there's usually more than one victim.
Yes.
It tends to be a serial type behavior.
It wouldn't kick in 2019, most likely.
Probably not. Again, this is there's all kinds of deviants. They could be rich, they could be poor,
absolutely.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Diddy, yeah.
But yes, for the only claim that I've ever heard alleged, yeah, comes out now.
Yeah.
And he's 62 years old, and this allegedly happened, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, again, well, we'll wait. We'll put it on hold and we'll see.
Sure.
If you get a bunch of other people coming forward, there's a chance that there could be some level of credibility or greater credibility than there is now. And look, you don't want to be too harsh on the woman at first, because we don't really know,
it
do
could
we?
Could have happened. You're right.
And people are like, yeah, it's more, it's all about the money, et cetera. Why didn't she call the police right after it happened and stuff like that? Well, I'm not taking sides, but everybody who has a job, especially a very good one, and this probably was a good job, they don't want to lose it.
True.
But, I mean, you draw the line at harassment, you've way crossed the line with anything more than that.
Uh-huh.
And if the allegations are true, why did she stay employed? I'm sorry. At some point, So, anyway. Is this just a money grab with nothing to it at all, or is there some basis here? And yes, very wealthy, successful people are targets in that way. We know
that.
All
the time, yeah.
Yeah, and we also know that very wealthy people can be, sick, nasty people, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
just seems odd it would show up 5 years ago after... Yeah, how about when he's 30 and filthy rich and can have everything in the world he wants, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. Well...
Just don't know.
Sometimes personal things happen to you, and you're looking for how do I address this? And right. And money is a big issue. And you say, "Man, this guy's so rich, he wouldn't even miss it."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what motivations are. It is 7:45. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. We appreciate that. Go Gators playing UCF Saturday night, 7:45 in the Swamp. Happy Friday. Love it. Weekends, usually a lot of activities in the fall. It gets even busier as the weather improves. Of course, we got the World Equestrian Center hosting Oktoberfest. Big party. We've been giving out VIP tickets for it. I'll give you the code word again in a little bit. But there's also a great event going on. It's a Club Synergy event at Walker Furniture in Gainesville, right off 34th Street, near, what would that be, Williston Road. And it is this Sunday from 2 to 5. All the proceeds go to benefit the Ronald McDonald House.
Love those guys.
Betsy Papine's even going to be there with her book and signing her books, Breaking Boxes. Now, this is a fundraising event, so there is a ticket charge to get in, but you'll get a cryofacial, a certificate for a free one. That's worth $200 all by itself. And then there'll be a swag bag full of self-care goodies. There's going to be champagne and chocolates and chocolate. A chance to win $1,000 worth of cryoskin treatments. So that's Walker Furniture, which is normally not open on Sunday, but it will be for this special event from 2 to 5. And it's a Club Synergy event. For more information to get tickets, treatyourselfevent.com. How'd I do, Greg?
That's great. I love the name of that book. I think for a book that's not about real estate, by basically a real estate mogul in our community, obviously, I think it's a great title. Because it's a whole different thing about life and putting people in boxes and that kind of thing. I thought that was very clever.
I didn't think I needed it because I'm like, I've been breaking down boxes, you know, for like 40 years. You tell me how to break a box. I mean, no, it is so much more than that. And look, this is a person with, Betsy Papine. She got her MBA from... University of Pennsylvania. I mean, that's an Ivy League school. She knows her stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine, I look at her now and know how hugely successful she is. But think of her as your daughter, and you're a doctor. And you know she's smart. You wanted to be a doctor. So right from the get-go, there's a box. And she uses that as an example. But anyway, yeah, it is. It's a great read. I only got into a little bit of it, but already I'm like, can't wait to get more.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm just so bad about finishing. Andy, that's probably, it might be in the book about, you know, be a finisher.
Right.
I already know. That's I already funny. Know that about myself. I just haven't been able to overcome that.
You could write your own book about yourself.
Well, I'm another one of my faults is procrastination. So I'm putting off, you know, this self-help, this, you know, I'm putting it off, this change.
Sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy in there somewhere.
It is. Well, I call it a vicious cycle.
Okay.
Oh, hey, real quick, if I could throw this in. I went to the movies yesterday.
Yeah.
And, well, it was because Charisse Rivers from Zinnia Wealth, she invited me and Betsy to go to the movie, and it's like a sneak preview. I guess it actually comes out officially today. The Joker, Folie à Deux. This is kind of the second part, and you know you've got these A-lister stars. Lady Gaga is one of the stars in this, and I just can't believe it. The guy that played Johnny Cash and did just such an incredible job, and Joaquin Phoenix is. I mean, he's put in some really strong performances. I just did not care for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on the DC comics. I knew better. I knew what I was getting into. First of all, I was, you know, I was invited.
Sure.
So I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed the popcorn like I always do at a movie.
Of course.
But it's not my cup of tea. Very, very dark. But did I mention it's a musical?
That's the confusing part for me.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a psychopath, narcissist psychopath, and suddenly he's singing with Lady Gaga. I don't get that.
You know what? I mean, I get it. That's the nature of the comic book, this Darth, this, you know, this Gotham City. Oh, yeah. And I get that. And I guess my earlier influence was probably from, you know, the Batman and Robin TV show. And to me, the characters there were more entertaining, I guess you could say. Yes, very campy.
Campy, but fun. But
that's what you want for a kid.
I mean, even the criminals were bright colors and, you know, it was 1960s. And so, yeah, it wasn't that dark New York City, Gotham kind of feel so much.
The Penguin and the Joker.
Oh, yeah. Riddler and all those.
And great. Yeah. Frank Gorshin, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So some great people. Cesar Romero.
Yes.
And I can't think of
a lot of big stars.
But anyway, that's my take on it. But I met some great people there. Some really
that's
nice
awesome.
People. Yeah. Most of us were kind of like, yeah. But Betsy enjoyed it because she says it's because she saw the first one. That helps to set it up. But I don't think I missed anything on the first one. And part of it was a little awkward with the singing in it.
That's a little weird. But I did like the Batman movies, though.
Lady Gaga clearly can sing.
Yes.
Very talented. And she can act. She was in A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, it just wasn't that great. And then Joaquin Phoenix is a tremendous actor, but not so much a singer.
Yeah. It's not all of us.
I can't match pitch. I don't have a chance in the world to sing properly in any way. So.
All I have to say is Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta, one can sing, one not as much.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of like that.
But that was still, that was fun. Now, see, that's a
that
fun movie.
Fun, though,
that's
yeah.
escape. That's
there
fantasy.
You go.
You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.